This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Trump administration has asked visitors to national parks to report signs that portray American history negatively. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, the government is now sharing how people have responded so far.
The National Park Service last month published 35,000 of these public comments, including nearly 7,000 submitted at sites in the Mountain West. Jerry James is with the Sierra Club. He says the public input is being released after the environmental nonprofit filed a lawsuit. He says many of the comments were not about historical signs, but the firing of federal workers or budget cuts.
It just became a dumping ground for a lot of grievances, you know, about like what the administration has done over the past year or so.
Still, many comments advocated to keep the display of history as is. For example, a visitor to the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site in Colorado asked to keep a sign referring to it as a massacre site. In 1864, the U.S. Army killed 230 Cheyenne and Arapaho people there. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
No fishing license, no problem. This weekend, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is inviting everyone to cast a line during its annual Free Fishing Weekend. Anyone of any age can fish any fishing location in the state without a license. All other state regulations, like size restrictions on fish and bag limits, still apply. And this is CPR News and KRCC.